Good evening, Galesburg Marching Band. My name is Chris Johnston, joining you from Clarksville, Tennessee, and we're here at the Dunlap Marching Eagles Invitational, 29th of September 2018. I'll be joining you in the caption of Visual General Effect. Looking forward to spending some time with your production of Out of Darkness. Looking across the set, segmentation side to side, color guard integration, we got some scaffolding props, flags in the center of the field. I'm looking forward to seeing how we incorporate all of that into our design. I wish the performers best of luck, and I'll get back with you when it looks like you're finished setting up.
Darkness, the Dunlap High School.
All right, looks like we're ready to go. Best of luck, guys. Body soloist layering outside one, trumpet up on the scaffolding. A little disjointed with the majority of the dance line segmented side one, side two. Yeah, good recovery right there on the 45 side one. Flag out of place, handled like a professional. Yeah, winds really make sure that we're working on navigating the feet timing responsibilities as we move into the center. Some of that, I think, can come down to developing and detailing sight lines for all of our performers. Yeah, very exposed vertically. I appreciate the color guard integration in the center of that and the angular nature of the flag work. Kind of gets a little static there in transition. Yeah, box rotations leaving a very large negative space in the center of the field. Yeah, realized very nicely there in the center. Yeah, wind players make sure we're going knee out over the toe as we do the demi and back up. Yeah, the reintegration of the trumpet solo on side one definitely affords us an opportunity to continue to craft character. Yeah, balance of the flag line on side two with the woodwinds works really well for us. Brass players creating the curvilinear interest on side one. Battery stage very well in the center of the field. Yeah, some pathway routing areas with the soloists down there in the center. Yeah, color guard in the front handling and evolving form responsibilities pretty well. The musicality of the work definitely works for you. It's a very, very big positive right now. Now, readabilities is a little dense over on side one with the proximity of the color guard to the follow the leader there. Yeah, things just look a little bit sparse as we move from set to set sometimes with the color guard. The level of detailing in the flag work sometimes seems very appropriate. Other times looks a little unrealized. Yeah, nice decompression of the body, distortion of the body. Yeah, sequencing side one to side two could definitely be picked up in the color guard as well. Enhance the coordination of that moment. Yeah, it's just a mechanic of design. I wonder if there's not a way to incorporate that facing change into the musical track instead of in the silence between. Yeah, continue working the feet timing right in this section. A much brighter tempo. Yeah, nice moment here with the body line here. Sequencing here as our boxes devolve and form structure. Yeah, continue to refine the step size as we move through that pathway. Yeah, Duet not necessarily getting the same type of visual support that the entire brass section had just a moment ago. There's a really nice color reveal right here in the center. A really strong moment for you. Appreciate the vertical dimensionality as our members move into the ground. Yeah, keep working timing, color guard. Yeah, so I'm not sure necessarily that the emotional payoff at the end of that of the big hold right there was necessarily reflected in the color guard. You know, the intensity continues to drive the emotional connection, and it continues to drive. It just kind of seemed like we didn't necessarily realize that in the kinetic nature of the work. That's some pretty significant breakdown in pathway right now in our winds. Drumline serving as a motivating factor as they pushes the color guard around and allows the woodwinds up into it's a very nice staging point for them. Yeah, cool motion here in the back as we work through the counter melody and the brass in the back with the turnaround. Yeah, the drum line seems really far away right now. Yeah, struggling with some visual responsibilities because the musical integrity is breaking down just a little bit. Recovery definitely exhibited though as we move through the halftime. Just kind of watching and enjoying here at the ending. We're obviously still a work in progress, completely okay. There's a couple things I want to note as we look back through the performance. You know, there are a couple of moments in time that the color guard doesn't seem like they're a cohesive element within the, you know, the coordination of each of your visual phrases, and I think that's something that, you know, hopefully I did a good job of indicating where those spots in the show are, and that's something that you can go back and take a look and decide whether those are valid to your development process or not. You know, I think that, you know, there is a certain amount of risk in terms of how some of this drill is constructed in such a geometrical manner that each performer has to have just such a solid understanding of what pathway and step size is, and that's something that we can still work to exhibit a lot of growth throughout the rest of our season, and I honestly, I think that's a very exciting thing that you still have that opportunity to do that. You know, I don't think that the demand is too much for our performers. You know, I'm intrigued to see how else we can incorporate the scaffolding props. You know, there are moments of time of motivation across the field that I question exactly what the focal control is at that point. What you want me to look at? You know, specifically the very beginning. You know, just because of the massive form that we sometimes, you know, choose artistically to navigate through, we maybe are unintentionally directing our eye away from the most important part of each of these phrases. So just something, you know, to just generally look through and find those moments and times where we can continue to craft and nuance, you know, and can continue to try to develop character over the totality of our program. So I appreciate the efforts of the performer tonight. I hope my comments have been beneficial, and all the best of luck, guys.